ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Gout's in front. He's coming away now from Murphy. Can he be as quick as this morning? Oh, incredible. Oh, 19.68. Where's the wind? The wind's legal. He has absolutely done what everybody thought he might, but he's done it at 18 years of age. The world will be shaking.
That's 18-year-old Gout Gout becoming the national champion in the 200 metres, running sub 20 seconds. Add to that result, Lachie Kennedy becoming the first Australian to run 100 metres under 10 seconds on Australian soil. We've been talking about the sprinting boom that's coming in Australia, and I think it's officially here. For over 20 years, Patrick Johnson has held the 100 metre record, but is it only a matter of time until it's broken? We ask him. I'm Poppy Penny, and this is ABC Sport Daily. Patrick Johnson is the fastest Australian over 100 metres for now. Patrick, you set a time of 9.93 back in 2003, but Lachie Kennedy is closing the gap. How did you feel over the weekend watching Kennedy run 9.96 twice?
I was great to see her. I think it was something that I knew that we've got the talent in this country. I've always said that. And I sent a message out to Lachie and just said, congratulations and welcome to the sub 10 club again. And how's that feel? But I think like anything, this is the standard that we wanted to see in this country. And I'm happy to be the first, but I'd never wanted to be the last. And I think there's proof in the pudding now with so many incredible athletes now coming out and running fast. And not only in our sprints and our long distance, but our field events as well. So it's just great to see track and field particularly getting that opportunity to really be on the world stage, which has always been a world sport.
Kennedy clearly in front. Browning's having a really good run. How quick is it for Lachie? It's very, very quick again. It's 9.97. It may come down. It may come down to 9.96. It is spectacular. His first Australian championship. He's a star.
Is there a small part of you that wants to hang on to the record?
Oh, not really. I think I was very honoured to do it in 2003, and I've always been really clear that records are meant to be broken. And I did that a while ago, and I was really want the next generation to take ownership of that. And now leading into Brisbane 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games, it's an incredible time. You've got LA coming up as well. Commonwealth Games. So there's incredible opportunities where the athletes now have something to look forward to and a home Olympics. Of course, I was able to go to Sydney Olympic Games in 2000, but a home Olympics is really different. I think there's a real sense of this country where the athletes see a future where they're all looking at, I want to be in the Brisbane 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games, and it's only 5 years away.
Lachie's been pretty clear that he has your record in his sights.
Sky's the limit. Like I said, I want to try and go 9.8 this year. I definitely want to break the Aussie record.
Do you get the feeling that it is only a matter of time before he gets there? How fast do you think he can go?
Oh, I think the sky's the limit for Lachie and even some of the other sprinters, you know, Gout Gout and a few others coming through. I think you've got to have the standard. So you've got a standard to look for. Now you set the standard, your own standard, and what you look forward to. So I think there's a reality check here, what we run in Australia, what runs overseas. So there's a real opportunity to level that up, which I think, you know, as Australians, we've always been such a great country competing against the rest of the world. I think now in sprinting and some of the other long distance events, we're just elevating where we should be. And it's timely, I think, for us to be a country that not only has the talent and ability, but we have the opportunity to showcase it as well.
What does it feel like to run sub 10 seconds? What would Lachie have been feeling on the weekend?
Well, I think he put it very instinctively where it's very easy.
Yeah, it just felt easy, you know, so I think I got a bit more in the tank, but I mean, good to see I'm in good form.
And I think running fast, I mean, again, you forget the 6 hours a day of training and the mental strain and the commitment and the pressure, but running is pure connection. I mean, I say it's pure spirituality where you're connected to mind, body and soul. But I think Lachie sort of felt that it was so easy to run fast. The thing is now to duplicate that and be consistent, which is always going to be the reality where consistent, not only in Australia, but also against the international rivalry. You've got a lot of international athletes who can run fast. So the test will come is keep backing that up consistently. And then, of course, leading into Commonwealth Games or major championships or into Olympics, which is where you want to do your best.
I want to make a bit of pattern of it, you know. I want to make it routine. I want to make that the standard.
You mentioned the other result that got a lot of sprinting fans talking across the weekend, and that's, of course, Gout Gout running 19.67 in the 200 metres. It's the new under-20s world record. It's a new national record by some distance, breaking the previous record, which he also held. What did you think as he came flying towards the finish?
To me, it was great to see him enjoying his running. I think, you know, the expectation, the hype, the pressure on him, his coach and his family, everyone. I wanted him to get back to just running free for himself. And I think it was great to see him enjoying that because, again, I think Melbourne showed he's still in great shape, but he had to work on a couple of technical things.
Oh, no, that definitely fired me up for sure, knowing that 200 is my baby and I just had I didn't put together a race I wanted to. So coming out here, I just want to prove to myself and the rest of the world that I'm here to stay.
The best thing an athlete can do is work on himself or herself. And I think that just shows the opportunity where he went out and said, look, I've had that thinking in my head, I'm going to run fast. He's probably already done it in training, but he wanted to do it in a competition. And I think for him, I was more relieved that he was actually going back to himself. Run free from pressure.
Honestly, it's good when people, you know, compare you to the best in the world. And then at the end of the day, I know I'm me, I'm doing my own thing. And I mean, there's no pressure for me because as soon as I go down the track, it's just me, the track, my spikes, and I go by myself.
Run for who you are. And he came out and exceptionally, not only himself, but a lot of the athletes behind him were able to go with him, which is probably the first time that you get the confidence that Aidan Murphy and a few other, Calum Law, that actually went with him and said, look, he's not unbeatable. He's just setting the standard for us. So we want to be able to go to that level as well. And I think that's what happens when you have a few great athletes coming out and performing well. You actually lift up the standard of all the other athletes because they believe they can win or they can be close to you.
We have such incredible athletes in Australia, and me being able to race these athletes and they've raced me, we push each other to the limits. And as you can see in our race, two Australians run sub 20. I mean, this is amazing.
He's chosen the under-20s World Championships over the Commonwealth Games later this year. What did you make of that decision? Did you feel like it's the right one for him?
Yeah, he's still young. And I think, you know, again, he's showing exceptional talent at, as a young age. But I feel there's an element here where you've got to let him be a young person. Let him have fun. Let him enjoy running. So I think we've got to remember that we put all this pressure on our young people to perform and be the best in the world. But we forget they're just kids as well. And they've got to have fun. And again, I'm really conscious that we do the sport because we have fun and we love it. So never forget that. Yes, there's pressure of yourself and your family and what you think and your sponsors. But when you get out there and run fast, I think you just want to do it for yourself and to your family and everyone else involved. But World Juniors is probably a really just a great stepping stone for him. We're not trying to, you know, it's a smart reality from his coach and his manager to say, look, there's 5 years. He's already shown exceptional talent leading into these couple of these major championships. Get his confidence up, get his training. He'll have his own growth spurts. He'll have his own technical areas he'll work on. But let him do that.
Tweaked a couple of little things, worked his hands a bit better, you know, just try to get his turnover better. And it worked.
And I think this is a great decision by his manager and his coach and his family to say, look, let him just do the succession plan that he wants to do, and that's these races. And then he'll lead into those major, because he's got plenty of time. He's young. Let's let him make sure he enjoys what he does, and that's running fast.
He's young, and so's Lachie Kennedy. Gout's 18, Kennedy's only 22. Have you had much to do with either of them across the journey, and what advice would you be giving them?
Oh, I send a message now and then to them just to, you know, wish them well, but also give them that sort of sense of empowerment and confidence. So I think, to me, it's about succession planning or passing on knowledge or advice. And they can take it or leave it, of course, but I think I've proven, you know, even I wasn't young when I did it. I did it when I was 30 years old. So you could say I was totally different spectrums where you've got young people coming out running really super quick. I was a lot older when I did it.
Good start by Matt Chervington on the outside. Kristen Malcolm got a fair start as well. Also going okay is Saudi Arabia. And further out to Great Britain, look to be well in front. Good baton exchange to Dwayne Chambers. The Australians right there. Patrick Johnson trying to move up on the Italians.
But it just proves it doesn't matter the age, it matters on who the support you've got around you and what's your plan ahead and your attack ahead around major championships training and whatnot. So for me, I just always send them a quick message, usually to them and also their coaches. But yeah, I try to make sure that I have a low-key approach to it because, again, it's their glory, it's their opportunity, it's their time. I'm really keen to make sure the records I've set, they break it and go beyond and be the next superstars, which they already are.
They've both spoken about their friendship and the rivalry and the fact that it pushes each of them to be better and faster. And even though we didn't see them race against each other on the weekend, we know that that's the case. When you were racing, it was you and Matt Shervington sort of duking it out. What was that relationship like? And do you see a bit of that in these two?
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, Gau saw what Lachie Kennedy did in the 100 metres and said, okay, he set the benchmark. And I think that's what we need.
This is what I've been waiting for. You know, right before this final, I went on my notes. I said I'm running 1975 and 1967.
I think we've always loved rivalry, but we also love to see Australians winning. And I think if we work together, and I'm a big believer, it's not about them two competing against each other. It's more around us against the rest of the world. So if we push ourselves here in Australia, we're just proving now that Australia's always had the talent. We're just unearthing it and showing the point that we have the talent ability. And we're going to have more than just one or two people. We're going to have a collective of many athletes coming out from this country that are going to really contest it against. And we're already doing that as a small country. But I feel there's an element now on the world stage that they're going to go, what are you guys doing? We're just actually lifting up to the standard that we should have been probably 20 or 30 years ago.
It is unreal. Like, the bar just gets raised for everyone else. Like, you wouldn't have all these people out here running if it was just one of us being super good. Like, the fact that it is close and it is such a intense race, like, you literally don't know who's going to win until the gun goes off.
You mentioned sort of the collective, and Gout wasn't the only man to run under 20 seconds in that 200-metre final. Aidan Murphy ran 19.88, and there were seven PBs in that group as well.
It is the exclamation mark of all time on a national championship that will be remembered forever. And he did it because he had a race. He wasn't a certainty. And Murphy, can you believe it, has run 19.88. We've got two men inside 20 seconds.
If you were doing sort of an overall health check on sprinting in this country, what would that assessment be?
Oh, we're in a credible position. I feel that we've never had that much talent here in this country. I think we've had pockets of talent, particularly in sprinting I'm talking about. I feel there's an incredible opportunity now. They build from that. They work together. They already have a great relay squad together, but I feel there's an element here now that there's a barrier here of sub-10 or sub-20 or running fast. I think the barrier's been a little bit broken now. So the fact is you don't have to be Gout. You don't have to be Lachie Kennedy. You can actually get out there and run fast, perform at the best. And I feel there's a real sense of confidence, but also the ceiling's been broken, that you can actually do it in this country, and I feel that's a great space to be in.
Patrick Johnson, it is an exciting time to be an athletics fan in Australia. Thanks so much for picking through it with us.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Headlines. The AFL Tribunal is sitting for two unusual cases this evening. The first of those is to determine a penalty for St Kilda's Lance Collard, who was found guilty of a homophobic slur in the VFL last month. The deliberations for that are still ongoing on what is the third day of this tribunal. The other is Port Adelaide's Zach Butters, who's facing the tribunal for abusive, insulting, threatening or obscene language towards or in relation to an umpire. That tribunal is also still ongoing. Keep up with the latest on the ABC Sport website. Cricket, and Mitch Stark has been named the leading cricketer of the year by Wisden's Cricketers Almanac, making him the fifth Australian man to receive the honour. It comes off the back of his dominant Ashes performance over the summer, where he took 31 wickets at 19.93. The Almanac also described England's performance as feckless, reckless and legless. Oofed. and World Aquatics has become the first major Olympic sport to allow Russian and Belarusian swimmers, divers and water polo players to compete without restrictions. Since 2022, those athletes have competed under a neutral flag, but for events governed by World Aquatics, that will no longer be the case. I'm Poppy Penny, and this is ABC Sport Daily, produced by Declan Byrne. Thanks to World Athletics and Channel 7 for the extra audio used in this episode.